Family members of Arthur DeRosa say he had a history of mental illness and was released from the hospital just 15 hours before Tuesday's attacks. Joining us to talk about the process when someone is hospitalized for mental health reasons is Dr. Rebecca Brendel, director of the master's program in bioethics and an assistant professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. We started by asking her to explain what happens when a patient is taken to the hospital after expressing suicidal thoughts.
Well, while I can't comment specifically on any particular case, in general, if an individual goes to an emergency room reporting suicidal thoughts, they would be evaluated either by a provider from an emergency service team or by a mental health provider in the emergency room itself.
Mm-hmm. And so when they are assessed by that provider, what does someone look for to determine the person might be okay and certainly is not dangerous?
Right. So the providers would look for symptoms of a mental illness, which would be highly associated with suicidal behaviors, but also look at what the individual is reporting to them. So some individuals come in on their own and report that they're asking for help because they're having these thoughts, and others are brought in having these thoughts but are less apt to cooperate. And so what the evaluators in the emergency room really would be looking for would be symptoms consistent or supporting a risk of harm, symptoms that might decrease an individual's inhibition to act, to harm themselves or harm somebody else, and also steps towards, has the individual taken steps towards a plan to actually harm themselves or harm somebody else.
What power does a hospital have to hold someone if they appear to be dangerous? And I'm sure there's a lot of gray area there, but is there a high standard to meet before you can hold someone, put a psychiatric hold on someone?
Sure. So in Massachusetts, the law is referred to as a Section 12, and basically it allows a psychiatrist to hold a patient for up to 3 days for a substantial likelihood of harm to themselves or somebody else.
And to meet that law, the clinician would have to determine that a patient met that standard of being in danger of harming themselves or others.
Correct, and specifically met that standard due to a mental illness. Mm-hmm. In addition, if a patient's agreeing to come to the hospital voluntarily, they could be offered a voluntary admission as opposed to being held involuntarily by the admitting psychiatrist. Mm.
We received a statement from Morton Hospital saying that the hospital's barred from acknowledging any patient or disclosing any form of confidential patient information, which of course is understandable, but the statement also says this law extends to patients whose evaluations and assessments are legally required to be led and conducted by third parties selected through MassHealth. What does that mean?
For patients who have MassHealth, evaluations for admission either are contracted to, for example, an emergency room or would be by a specialized team that's provided by the state to do those evaluations.
And that's something different than someone who might come in with private insurance.
It could be. Private insurers can use emergency services programs, but those are specific teams or individuals who would do assessments for those with MassHealth and MassHealth products.
So what's the main thing that we need to improve the mental health system as we look at you know, a tragedy like this and we go forward? What do you think would be a way that we could improve? Everyone wants to say, let's not have this happen again, and I don't know that anyone can guarantee that, but what do you think would be a key way to help improve this system?
Well, really making sure that we have true parity and true access to mental health services. And that they're available to all individuals, regardless of their ability to pay for those services.
Dr. Rebecca Brendel is director of the master's program in bioethics and an assistant professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Brendel, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.